Baptist Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. How are you? How are you? Thank you so much for joining Authority Grace. Again, I am your prophetess, Demetria, and I am so glad to have you here on September 11, 2019. And we are remembering the fallen September 11, 2019. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We did have prayer and pray for those families. Amen. So I'm just asking you to remember them in your prayers. Thank you again for joining Authority Grace. I want to give a few announcements before we get started. Again, thank you for your support, all of you that are out there supporting me, family and friends, and dear, dear friends. I want to also give you my Gmail account. I like to hear from you. I like to hear from my listeners. Amen. I've given you the P.O. Box 75302, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. That's Authority Grace. Also, I want to give you the Gmail account, which is prophetic, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-C 55 at gmail.com. Also, I want to let you know that you can call the prayer line on Wednesday mornings, Pacific Standard Time at 9 a.m. That number is 424-284-5500. Again, that's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that number is 424-284-5500. And as you come on to that prayer line, you'll notice that we believe in great grace. Amen. We pray agreement prayers, Matthew 18 and 19. Amen. Where there are two or more gathered in his name. Come on, somebody. And also, if you have any prayer requests, I have a request line. And that request prayer line is 702-801-7767. Again, that's 702-801-7767. That's where you can leave the prayer requests. Even while we're here on the broadcast, you can leave those prayer requests. Amen. Also, on March 7th, 2020, Authority Grace is hosting a patio brunch here in Las Vegas. We will be on Periscope, and we will also be on Facebook Live. And that's March the 7th, 2020 at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, I want to thank you for joining Authority Grace. And I will keep reminding you of March the 7th, 2020, the prayer brunch. Amen. Come and join us or tune in to Periscope Live or Facebook Live. Amen. So, okay, let's open with prayer. I know I have a lot of prayer members out there that are in agreement prayer with me. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this opportunity to come before your people once again in the beauty of holiness. We thank you all for joining. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every life that's represented here on this line, Father God, I thank you that you cover them with your blood. I thank you that you meet their needs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that as they cast all their care upon you, they will know that you care for them in the name of Jesus. I thank you that this word will fall on good ground, Father God, that they have ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to them through me in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you. Today, I am here to enlighten you and also to stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. Amen. And today we're going to be speaking about grace. We're speaking about God's grace. His grace. We know that his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. We know that in John 1:17 through 24, that God talks about the grace, Christ's grace. We know that His grace promotes truth. His grace promotes knowledge. His grace promotes authority in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that by the word of God. Amen. We know that God's grace and truth, it came by Jesus Christ. Amen. He sent His Son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us for that moment. But then again, with new life in His hand. And that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it is truly the same spirit that quickens our mortal body today. Amen. If you agree, I know I can hear you saying amen in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know that there are many of you out there listening that want to know where those scriptures are. And so I'm going to give you some scriptures. If you have pen and paper, write them down. And if you're into the electronic piece, then you can just jot them down in your notes section of your phone. In studying about grace, we know that God's grace is divine. And also we know that His grace was freely given to us. Amen. And you can run a reference on that in Psalms 84, verse 11. Acts 11, 23, Acts 13, and 43. Those are just a few. Psalms 84 and 11, the Lord God is a shield about us. He's a shield and sun. The Lord bestows His presence to us. How? His grace and favor, glory and honor. And also He said that no good thing will He withhold from them, what? That diligently seek Him. Amen. And that's the part that I'm excited about, that there's no good thing that He will withhold from us as we diligently seek Him. And you might be saying, well, Prophet Demetria, how do I diligently seek Him? And the way you diligently seek Him is like we spoke on the last time we met, is that you get in a position of prayer. Amen. Remember, we were over in Romans, the 5th chapter, and we found out through verses 1 and 2 that if we just stand, get in our position of prayer. Some of you say that you kneel and pray. Some people just stand and pray. Some people sit. So it's not a certain position that you need to be in to be in that stance. You just stand. Some of you might be driving on your way to work and you pray and you believe in God and trust in Him. His grace is sufficient for you in that area. Amen. So we thank God for His grace. We thank Him for sending His Son who knew no sin. Amen. And when we say that He knew no sin, we know that Jesus didn't sin. He's not the Son of God that He should have to repent. He's not the Son of Man that He should have to repent. Nor is He the Son of Man that He had to lie. Amen. He keeps it real. He tells the truth. His grace causes us to operate in truth. Amen. We operate in truth at all times. Praise God. And we know that God's grace is divine. Amen. Divine. Letting us know that He dwells within us, in our atmosphere, and within us at all times. He sent the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, to keep us in perfect peace. Amen. And that's how we know that His grace is sufficient for us. And you know, I enjoyed studying about the grace of God, because a lot of people don't like to speak about the grace. But what grace is, grace is unmerited favor. God's unmerited favor, meaning that, you know, you hear the saying sometimes, people say favor ain't fair. How you rolling like you rolling? How you buying houses that you didn't build? Amen. It's because His grace, that unmerited favor, seeds that you've sown. Amen. And you're reaping the harvest. Amen. Praise God for His divine grace. We know that His grace gives us the authority. Amen. We have the authority in the earth by the grace of God to do those things that He have called us to do. Amen. His honor is His honor, right? We get His glory. We get to bask in His glory. We bask in His honor. It's nothing that we did to deserve this. Amen. We couldn't have bought it. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And who is the Lamb? The Lamb of God. Amen. My sister friend and I, we have a saying, you can't take no bull and no goats and drag them to the altar and cut the throat and sacrifice that blood. The true and pure blood has already been sacrificed for us way back on Calvary. Amen. And so we just have to stand and believe by faith, know that God has for this purpose. Amen. Praise God. And we know that his grace and his honor and his glory causes us to walk upright before him. Amen. It causes us to walk upright before him. I want to read a scripture here in John 1, 17. It lets us know, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he have declared him. Amen. And because he declared him, our faith caused us to believe it true. Amen. And we see the evidence of it in our lives today. In our lives, those that believe God is, they believe that he really did send his Son who knew no sin. We believe that his grace is sufficient for us. And I love speaking about his grace being sufficient for us. And everybody understands the word sufficient. If you have a bank account, you know that whenever you go and use your ATM, you know that your funds are sufficient. Amen. How do you know the funds are sufficient? Because when you put that ATM card in, you put that PIN number in, and you get what you requested, whether it was $20 or $2,000. Amen. You get it. So that means that your funds are sufficient. Now, if your funds were insufficient, you wouldn't receive anything. It would decline and push your card back out to you. Amen. So we know that in Christ Jesus, his grace is sufficient, meaning it never runs out. It's never empty. It's never not going to give us what we request. Amen. And here we are requesting, Lord, I'm requesting this divine healing. I want to walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. I want to be the head and not the tail. I want to be above only and not beneath. Amen. I want to be able to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I want to know that I'm blessed when I come and blessed when I go. Amen. That's the divine power of God, the divine glory of God, the divine honor of God, his grace being sufficient for us. Amen. His favor. Come on, somebody. I know that you all know that his grace is sufficient for you. I know that most of you listening in live by faith. Amen. Meaning that you're trusting and believing God that you don't have to be on medication. Amen. That when you go to that job every day, you clock in, and on payday, you believe in God that that person is going to give you, that employer, he's going to give you your paycheck. Amen. He's going to give you your due. Amen. So we know that that's favor. You have faith in that employer. Well, that same faith that you have in that employer is what Prophetess Demetria wants you to know. Have that faith even deeper in Christ Jesus. Trust him and know that his grace is sufficient for you. Amen. You put your trust in him so that he moves about for you. Amen. He said that he is in you. He causes you to move and breathe and do what? Have your being. Amen. And so that's the reason why we put all our trust in him. We don't put our trust in man. Amen. We have no trust in man. God's grace was freely given to us, and that's who we want to trust, because he sent his Son who knew no sin for us to shed his innocent blood for us. Amen. When that woman went to that well, he told her she was going to thirst no more. If you drink of this water, come on, somebody, drink of this water that I have for you. Amen. When I finish this, you should not be thirsty anymore, because the Holy Ghost on the inside of me is quenching your thirst. Amen. And what is your thirst? You're thirsting for the knowledge of God. You're thirsting to know about the grace and the faith of God. He said the law was given by who? That law was given by Moses. Okay, but when he sent his son who knew no sin, his son gave us that unmerited favor, which is the grace of God. We have no need to fret, no need to worry. We stand on a firm foundation. Amen. We know about foundations because we know anybody that's from California know about the earthquakes. You know, we've had some severe earthquakes, and lately we having them here in Vegas, amen, and all abroad. But I'm telling you, but that can be shaken, but if it doesn't fall, that foundation is firm. It's unmovable, unshakable, amen. You hear about a lot of people say, well, no, I didn't feel that. You know, they were on a firm foundation. Well, that's that foundation of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm trying to explain, give you the analogy. His foundation is firm. His foundation is sure. You can depend on him. And never doubt. I taught a lesson this morning. I spoke about no doubt. Don't allow doubt to come in. If you say you believe God and you believe his word, and if you speak the truth from the word of God, amen, there should be no doubt in there. No doubt should be able to come in the midst of you. When someone come to you and say, well, did you pray about it? Yes. Are you still praying about it? No, I'm believing God and thanking him for that. Amen. And that's the faith of God, that you have that faith as a mustard seed, that if you speak to the mountain, it shall be moved. Amen. And that mountain can be anything that's in your way. Amen. It doesn't have to be that physical mountain sitting out there in the atmosphere. It could be a mountain of lack. It could be a mountain of, again, doubt. Doubt is a mountain. You need to pray and believe God. Speak it out. Lord, I no longer want to operate in doubt and unbelief. I trust you, Lord. I believe your word, Father God. And then if there's something that you need from God, get in that word and seek him. He said, if you seek me, you'll find me. Amen. Those that seek me shall find me. Amen. It's in the word of God, his truth. His grace is sufficient for you all, saints. And I trust and believe God when I speak, when I open my mouth, he speaks through me. These are not my words. These are his words. Amen. And we're standing on a sure foundation when we stand on the word of God. Amen. We operate with the favor of God. Amen. We walk upright before him. Amen. When you lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I'm so glad that you're here for me and that I don't have to trust in the things of this world. I don't have to trust in people, but I trust the Holy Ghost that you have dispersed into me. Amen. I thank God for his word. Don't you? Praise God. Praise God. Now, if you want to read more about his grace that was freely given, you can read over also Psalms 84:11, Acts 11:23. You can also read in Acts 13 and 43. Amen. And when he said that he's a shield about you, the Lord, what he does is he dispatches his angels to encamp about us. Amen. He has warring angels that war for us. He has guardian angels that guard over us. When we think that people are getting the best of us, trust and believe, saints, that if you are a prayer warrior, if you're a person that prays, if you're a person that believes God, if you're a person that believes in God's truth, amen, those people can speak whatever they want, but it's bouncing and going back to them, amen, because his word is true. He said that they cannot lay a hand on you. Amen. Because you're trusting and believing in him. Amen. Have no doubt. Have no doubt. If I don't get anything else across to you today, do not operate in doubt is what I want to get across to you today. No doubt. If you're believing God for that loan to be paid off, believe God. Don't waver from what you believe. You said, Lord, I'm going to have this loan paid off in 17 months. Believe that, so that when that 17th month comes, you're paying the last piece of it. Amen. Glory to God. And if you know that You need a healing in your body. Don't doubt. Believe God for the healing. Speak that word over your life. Amen. If you have to read Matthew 18 and 19, where there are two or more gathered together, find somebody to be in agreement with you, which is very important, because a lot of people say that they're praying with you. Oh, I believe with you. And then when you leave from their ear gate, they forget about it. Amen. But you hook up with you a true intercessor, a true believer in God that believes that word. And you say, hey, we're going to stand and believe God. We're going to believe Matthew 18 and 19. We're going to believe Matthew 21 and 22. Amen. Anything that we ask, he hears us and he answers us. Amen. And over in Jeremiah 33, he said, before they even asked me, I've already answered them. Amen. Come on, somebody. We got to believe God's word. He left it here for us. Amen. Let's stand on God's word. Just stand on. He said, take me off of the pages. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was life. Amen. The word walked among us. Amen. And he left us a sure foundation. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited to know that those that were doubting, when they leave this radio broadcast, they will no longer operate in doubt and unbelief. I thank you, Father God, that prayers are being answered even now in the mighty name of Jesus, because we as men and women of God have been empowered and enlightened today by the word of God, because his grace empowers us. It empowers us. We no longer have to be empty. We no longer, because he said, where you are weak, I am strong. Come on, somebody. How many of you know that he's got us? You have to know that he's got us. We have to trust and believe in him, which is his word. Put his word to work. Apply it to your heart. Amen. Pray and believe God for a heart of flesh, to get rid of the heart of stone. Amen. You can't carry everything. Glory to God. In Psalm 1, 5, and 7, he said, cast all of your care upon me. Amen. And if you cast all your care upon him, what did he say? Because I care for you. Meaning he's got it. You don't have to carry it. Amen. Release it to him. I do a truth or dare right now. I dare you to release it to him. Because I know the God that I serve. Amen. He's true. He's true to his word. If you just trust and believe him. Amen. Trust and believe the God that you serve. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that peace that surpasses all understanding, that peace that's freely given to us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That causes us to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And his grace, I want to mention that his grace enables us to live a life of abundance. Amen. And abundance doesn't mean that it's a lot of scattered. It's scattered all over the place and it's here and there. He enables us to be in a simple life of abundance. Amen. That means when he says it's simple, meaning it's no stress. It's no anxiety. Amen. You don't have to be anxious for nothing when God is in it. Glory to God. It's like when you have those group of people you hang out with and you all play. I know we used to play this game. Everybody stand around and you just fall back and see who's going to catch you. You got to have some awesome trust in the people that you're around in order to do that. Amen. to order to believe that that they're going to catch you when you fall. Amen. And that's what God says. I'll catch you on your way. He won't even let you fall. Amen. And there was a time he said, if you fall, I'll pick you back up. Come on, somebody. We got to walk in some belief here. Let go of the doubt. I feel real impressed to keep saying that. Someone in the sound of my voice is operating some heavy doubt. But I need you to let it go right now in the name of Jesus. Trust God. Put him in it. And see, won't he do it? Amen. You hear the cliche all the time, people saying, won't he do it? Won't he do it? That person out there that's operating in this heavy doubt, I want to say to you right now, won't he do it? Trust God. Trust God. Speak it out into the atmosphere that you're no longer operating in doubt, that you trust God, that one that sent his only begotten son who knew no sin. To become sin for you for a moment. He rose again on the third day with new life in his hand. Amen. That we might live again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Release the doubt. Release it and let it go. Let it go. Put it in God's hands. Hallelujah. Get in your position. That praying position. Whatever it is, that position. Get in it and pray. And say, Lord, I thank you. And I praise you, Father God, because I'm releasing this to you even now in the name of Jesus. I denounce doubt and unbelief in my life today, while it is yet called today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that person that repeated that after me, I want you to know that you're free today. You are free and you have been empowered to serve God freely without any doubt, without any unbelief. Amen. And you just keep reading John, the first chapter. Read Romans 5. Amen. And know that you're free. He freely gave this to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For those listeners, Father God, that have surrendered all to you. They're trusting you, Father God, today. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear your voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. I thank you, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, for breakthroughs, in the name of the mighty name of Jesus, breakthroughs in the north, the south, the east, and the west. I see breakthroughs, hallelujah, glory to God. I thank you that many lives are being changed even now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see someone rejoicing. There's a lady. She is rejoicing in the Lord. She feels free. She has been set free in the name of Jesus from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And believe in his great grace. Glory to God. His great grace. His divine grace. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive your healing today. Walk in divine health today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to read to you, hallelujah, how the word became flesh. Because I spoke it, but I didn't give you the scripture. And his word became flesh. And you can read that over in John, the first chapter. And it's around about in verse 4. Verse, I'll start at verse 3, where he said, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Glory to God. He is the light of the world. And if you remember on last visit, I said that he is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. You have reason to be stumbling in the dark because he is the light in your life. Amen. All we have to do is receive him. Glory to God. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Trust and believe that he is the light in your life. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace has given you the authority to believe. Amen. Believe that you have divine health. Believe that your family is covered with the blood of Jesus. Believe that no weapon formed against you or your family shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Believe, because his grace is sufficient for you. His grace causes you to believe. Amen. Come on, somebody. You got to believe what the word of God said. Don't spend the rest of your life in unbelief. Don't spend the rest of your life in doubt. Except that he is the light in your life. Except that he is the lamp unto your feet and the light unto your pathway. Amen. Except that his grace has caused you to follow truth. Amen. And I want you to remember this piece right here, that the main ingredient to everything that Prophetess Demetrius says out of her mouth, the main ingredient is love. The love of God that's shared abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Believe that. Believe that you're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Amen. Believe that. Believe in your household salvation. Believe that when a change comes in your life, it affects everyone in your household, whether they live with you or not. They're your household. Amen. Come on, somebody. If they're attached in your bloodline, when you believe and make the change happen in your life, amen, and no longer doubt, amen, it takes effect in your household. Meaning your whole family. Glory to God. Change happens. All you have to do is speak it out of your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus and make your request known. Hallelujah. To the glory of God. Life-changing experiences happen when you believe. Amen. Glory to God. Make a decision today to believe and no longer doubt. Trust God. He's the creator of heaven and earth and what? The fullness thereof. Glory to God. There's none like him. Amen. Buddha can't do it for you. Glory to God. Trust God. Trust him and never doubt. Glory to God. See him in everything. Every move you make, see him in the move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Follow hard after him. Amen. Take your eyes off of man and thrust your eyes upon Jesus. And you say, Prophetess Demetrius, how do I do that? By allowing him to be in your heart. Amen. Let him into your heart fully. And he's not a partial God. So don't put partial him and partial something else in there. Let it be all him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All him and none of you. Get yourself out the way. Amen. Amen. Trust God. Trust God. Believe God. And know that he is. And without him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. If you don't put him first in it, it work right. It's always some kind of static in there. But you trust and believe God, and he'll give you the strategy to flow in whatever the situation is, because his grace is sufficient for you. His grace gives you the authority to move about in life. Authority, his authority means you're empowered to do that thing which God have called you to do. Amen. Glory to God. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace causes you not to operate in doubt. Release the doubt and unbelief. And begin to believe that God is, God can, and he will in the mighty name of Jesus. And whether you call him Jesus or this, how they say, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yeshua is the name that was before they had the J in the Hebrew language. So don't get caught up on that either, because Yeshua, Jesus, same thing. Every knee gonna bow and every tongue is gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to thank all my visitors. I see here that my cousin Jesse is on the line. I see Sister Joan, you are on the line. Praise God. Thank you for your support. All those that are out there supporting me, even if I can't see you, I just want to thank you, because I believe that you believe the God in me. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for Jesus. I thank the Lord that he chose me in this hour. Hallelujah. To teach you and to bring you into all truth. Amen. He's using me as a vessel. Hallelujah. He called me from my mother's womb. He said, you are a prophet to the nation. Amen. Glory to God. And I am who God says that I am. And I'm passing it on to you. The word of God is true. Hallelujah. Don't miss him. Do not miss him. Do not miss him. He said, if you want to get in that word so that you don't miss him, so that you don't have to trust the words that are coming out of someone else's mouth. Hallelujah. When you read and study that word for yourself, you find out that he's true. And you can say, yes, Prophet Demetria did speak the truth today. I got in here and dug that grace out for myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trust God. Trust him. Put him in all your business. He's in there anyway. Glory to God. He in your business anyway. So you might as well go ahead and put him in it and say, Jesus, I'm surrendering it all to you. Only you can fix it, because I can't fix this. You see? Because his grace has given you the authority to abound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you excited today? Because I am. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about the words that he speaks to me through the word of God. Hallelujah. Moses was a lawgiver. He gave the law. Amen. But then Jesus came. God sent his son. So we don't have to drag the bull and the goat to the altar anymore, saints. We don't have to go cut the bull and the goat's neck and drag it to the altar and sacrifice, because the main sacrifice has already been done. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus was sent so that we wouldn't have to go through the sting of death. Amen. Glory to God. And if you're trusting and believing God, hallelujah, and you're putting him first in everything that you do, everything that you step out to do, just know that he's got you. And if it's going any kind of way outside of what God says, then you have to start all over again. Amen. How do I say start all over again? I mean, just stand and say, Lord, I missed a step, but I know that you got me in this. And I'm going to keep on walking this path because you said that you will make every crooked place straight. You said you'll make every rough path smooth in the mighty name of Jesus because you are a lamp, hallelujah, unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Amen. And you know if the pathway is lit, you're not going to stumble over anything in the way. Why? Because he said, I will move it out of your way. Glory to God. But you got to have the faith to believe that. And you have to be in his word so that you can apply his word to your situation. Apply his word to your life. Come on, somebody. Walk with me now. You can get in this word and read it for yourself. In the beginning was the word. Amen. And the word became life. That was Jesus. He became life and walked among us. Amen. And he said, but when I go, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. Accept him into your heart. Accept him into your life. Let him lead, guide, and direct you into all truth. Amen. Then we don't have to doubt. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I have Sister Joan on the line, and I would like for you just to have a few little words about grace. Joan, are you there?
Amen. Yes, I'm here. I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I am excited also. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord that it's by grace that we have been saved, not of our own works. He took the struggle out, hallelujah. Everything that we obtain, Jesus has obtained it for us, and all we have to do is to believe. That's the only requirement of a New Testament Christian is to believe in the finished work of Jesus. I am excited, Prophetess Demetria. Tonight, yes. Hallelujah, and I just thank you. I thank the Lord. I praise him. He took the struggle out. He said, come to me, all who labor, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And I just appreciate that. I'm so grateful. He took the struggle out of living. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. New living way. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for sharing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This life is real. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he did. He took the struggle out. Amen.
Yes.
And I just have to keep saying that he took the struggle out. His grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if anyone out there would like to respond to this conversation, you can go to prophetic55@gmail.com. Again, that's prophetic55@gmail.com. And you can also call the request line. prayer request line, which is 702-801-7767. And if anyone, amen, has anything that they would want to say and speak on this subject, I will be glad to speak with you. Amen. And we can go over the scriptures. The P.O. Box is 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. And that is Authority Grace with Prophetess Yeah. Amen. I'm excited again about what God is doing. He's moving in this hour.
Amen.
He has removed the doubt, the unbelief. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you today. We love you today. Yeah. Praise God. I don't know. Is there anyone else on the open line that would like to have 1 minute?
Yes. My name is Jesse Everett.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Authority Grace.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say I've been waiting for this time ever since I got the message that you were going to be on the line. And I made sure to make it my business to be one of your listeners. And, of course, us knowing each other personally by blood and by, oh, my God, I just love you and I love the Lord. And I thank him and I thank him and I thank him and I thank him and I thank him. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. And I want to. And blessings out to everyone that has been blessed enough to be able to hear your sound of your voice, because through the sound of your voice, we hear the sound of God's voice. And I just want to say thank you so much and ask that you give us prayer and that we can hear and feel and know that he is all in all. He is awesome. He's an awesome God. And
yes.
I thank the Lord that I'm able to say that and to feel that way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm so glad to have you on and supporting me. Jessie is my cousin from Detroit, and I praise God for her. She was here last year, and we had such a great time praying, and many lives were changed when she came through. And everybody she would talk to, she would put them on the phone. She said, "My cousin is praying. My cousin is praying," you know? And so we had a good time. Lives were changed in 2018.
Yes.
Lives were changed in 2017. Lives were changed. Amen. And that's the reason why I am here to tell you, by the grace of God, I am here. Amen. Because he healed my body and he turned my life around. Amen. And so I'm here to let you know that Jesus is real. Jesus is real. And a lot of people think that if they accept Christ, they have so much they're going to lose in life. But what you don't know is so much you're going to gain in life. Come on, somebody.
Oh,
And when I say that you're going to gain, listen, you gain new life. Come on. You gain that knowing and having that trust that he's watching over his word to perform it somewhere in your life. Come on, somebody. I'm about ready to walk the floor, because we know that if you're trusting in him and not doubting, come on, somebody, you walk by faith. Come on, he's got you. And he's never going to let you go. Come on, somebody. And then you don't have to have the sleepless nights with the worry and the fretting. Let go of doubt. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Amen. Release the doubts and trust God in the name of Jesus, and be diligent in getting into your word. If you only get into the book of Romans and take one chapter, one verse, and then go, now I'm in chapter 1, verse 2. And if you do that daily and trust God and believe him, and accept him as your personal Savior. Say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, that you sent yes. your Son for me. Amen. And I receive yes. him in my into my life today. And yes. I'm no longer Amen. The same. Amen. When you confess Amen. That in your life, that Jesus is Lord in your life, you no longer are the same. Amen. And then get into your word. Amen. And read your word and trust God. And if you have any questions, you have the P.O. Box. If you like to write, you can send it to P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. If you want to leave it on the request line, that number is 702-801-7767. And also, if you would like to join us every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that number is 424-284-5500. Amen. I look forward Amen. To hearing from you. Hallelujah. And mark your calendar Amen. For March 7, 2020. Authority Grace is hosting a patio brunch here in Las Vegas. We will be Facebook Live, and we will also be on Periscope Live. Amen. Praise God. And that Amen. Gmail account is prophetic55@gmail.com. We love you. We're praying for you. Amen. We're praying for the listeners. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus is real. We know that whomever was listening in the sound of my voice that was operating in doubt has been released from that doubt and unbelief yeah. in the name of Jesus. And we know that you are trusting God all the way. Amen.
All the way.
All the way. Amen. And I look forward to you all again Wednesday after next. I think it's the 24th or 29th, somewhere in there. But I just look forward to hearing, seeing and hearing from you all in the name of Jesus. Authority Grace is here every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I praise Amen. God for you. I'm praying for you. I'm always praying for the listeners. Amen. I'm always praying. Amen. I said, Lord, I thank you for my radio audience. I thank you that they're covered with your blood. I thank you that their household has full salvation in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that those that have children are covered with the blood of Jesus as they go to and fro to school and work. I thank the Lord for traveling yeah. mercy and traveling yeah. grace in everyone's life here at the sound of my voice. Praise God and be blessed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for listening.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.